This is a meditation to help you to recognize when there's energy that's not yours, or when there's part of an identity that you've been uprooting in that's standing in the way from you really living into your aligned path, from being that really most authentic, fully expressed version of you. So we're going to start by just really settling in into whatever comfortable position feels best to you today. You could be sitting or lying down, or even if you felt inspired to listen to this while moving or walking. And just start to let yourself bring your focus, bring your awareness fully into your body. Sometimes it helps if we bring our attention to our lungs and we feel how it feels as you inhale and let your lungs fill as much as you can fill them. And then allow yourself to hold that breath at the top just for a second, feeling that stillness before you exhale slow and controlled, releasing all of the air from your lungs. And again, take another deep breath, noticing the temperature of the air as you inhale. Notice how it feels as that oxygen makes its way from your lungs through your body. And as you exhale, notice how all of your muscles relax a little more. Feel all the places that your body is being supported, whether that's how you're sitting or how you're lying. Or if you did choose to move, noticing all of the places that your feet are touching the ground. Noticing the temperature of the air on your skin. Noticing if there's any other sounds around you. And just paying attention to any sensations you currently feel in your body. We don't need to fix or change anything, but just bringing your awareness fully into your physical body. Noticing if your mind is feeling distracted, if you're thinking about what's already happened today or maybe what comes later. Noticing if there's any judgment going on inside of your mind about whether you're doing it right or not. Again, we're not fixing or changing anything, but just bringing full awareness into this present moment, into your body, into what's coming up for you today as you start this guided meditation. And then allow yourself to imagine what your future holds. And maybe you're just going to let yourself start to daydream a little. Let your imagination start to run wild. What is it that you see? The version of you that you're walking into, that you're stepping into, that you're moving towards. What do you see that version of you doing in the future? Notice what this version of you, this future version of you, notice what she's wearing. Notice where she is. Notice the room she's standing in, if she's in a building, or notice the location that she's in. Notice if your mind wants to limit what this vision can be, what makes sense, what's realistic. And when you think about the future version of you that you most feel called to step into, imagine what emotion she's feeling as you imagine this future version of you. Imagine her doing the work that she was born to do, that your heart is calling you to do. Imagine that impact that you would most like to have in your world, with the people that you care about, with the people that you work with, the people that you come into contact with on a daily basis. And imagine all of the traits and characteristics that you would love for this future version of you to portray and embody and become a beacon of in your world. And just see the posture that she has as she's doing the work she feels called to do, as she's making that impact, as she's touching the lives that she was born to touch, as she's making that positive ripple out in her world. And notice how the people around her are responding as she's doing what she does. As she feels that sense of satisfaction or success, whatever fulfillment looks and feels like for her, just let this image of what living the highest version of you might look and feel like. And really just let yourself connect with what could be possible. If life just starts to click into place, if the right doors open at the right time, if the right support people come in at the right time, if your body's wisdom is guiding you to each next turn, it's just the perfect time. If life becomes easier than you've ever experienced before, ever even dared to imagine, and all of those pieces just click into place, what might be possible? What might that future that just never even seemed possible or doable or realistic? Like if you wake up one day and realize my life has been magic, what does that life look like? If I really just let myself let go of all the fears and doubts and worries and limitations, what could be possible? Notice if the mind wants to come in with any yeah buts, or if there's any resistance to believing in this future reality for you. Notice if there's any people whose voices you hear trying to convince you to not let yourself hope or dream for this ideal future. Notice if there's any people who you fear could criticize or judge allowing yourself to believe in and pursue this future. Notice if there's anyone that comes to mind when you worry that someone might feel left behind or resent the changes that you make as you step towards this future. Notice if there's any fear about relationships changing or ending. And then notice if there's any belief or limitation that you currently hold as true in your current reality that would stand in the way of allowing this future to unfold. And just allow you, that higher version of you, this future ideal self, to point out any things that maybe are kind of under the surface or running in the subconscious that could prevent this future from taking shape, becoming your new reality. And just notice if your soul has any messages for how to tip the scales towards allowing this future to become your future, your aligned path. And notice if your soul has any insight or wisdom for how to best navigate this path. And again, we're going to bring your awareness into your body. And notice if there are any specific sensations as you've attempted to connect with this future vision. Is there anywhere in your body that feels tight? Is there any discomfort? Is there any type of shape or image or word that comes to mind? And just notice, maybe it's a color, maybe it's just a feeling you have somewhere in your body, and just again, notice. We don't need to fix or change or label or create stories around any of it. But just bring your awareness into what you're feeling in this moment. Maybe there's a tightness in your chest or in the center of your belly. Maybe you feel some tightness in your low back or hips. Maybe there's a place in your shoulders that feels heavy or tight. Maybe there's a fogginess or cloudiness in your mind. Just notice where you're feeling what you feel in your body. And if there is a sensation, imagine as you bring your focus to the sensation that you let it get bigger. Let it double in size. Let it double in clearness and crispness. Let it get bigger, more colorful. And really notice all of the details of this image or shape or feeling. And see if you can double it again. Let it get even bigger. Let it get even more intense. Not from a place of it being wrong or judging it, but just giving whatever is showing up for you in your body the space and the time and the energy to be acknowledged and seen. Staying open to if there's any thoughts or ideas that come along with this focus, this acknowledgement of the sensation or the image. And not that your mind has to figure it out or understand it, but just connecting with that inner knowing. That part of you that does know and understand. That part of you that sees this kind of program running under the surface. And just know that your body is sending you signals, whether it's a message that comes from a place of fear or worry, this part of you that's trying to keep you safe and protected, or whether it's a part of you that's encouraging you and empowering you and trying to inspire you to step into your new level, to peel back those layers of things that have been standing in your way or making it harder or creating resistance or limitations to what's possible. And just staying open to receive whatever message you need to receive from your body today. And just know that as we finish this guided meditation, you're going to take exactly what you need. You're going to take the knowing, you're going to take the insight, you're going to take the wisdom, you're going to take that guidance from your soul, from your highest self, for that next step. For making that next decision that will help you to realign with your natural design, that will help you to realign with your strategy and your authority and your inner knowing, that will help to turn down the volume on those voices, especially those ones that aren't yours, especially those ones that come from those well-meaning, loving people in your life. Those people who love you and care about you and want the best for you, but just don't fully understand and see you and your natural design, who don't understand that your aligned path looks different from the path that they imagine for you. Releasing the need to make anyone understand. And just knowing and trusting that the only one who knows what's true for you is you. The only one who can give you permission to step into your most aligned, highest, most fulfilling path is you. The only one who can know what your body's wisdom is telling you, even if it doesn't make sense, even if it's not logical, even if it doesn't fit the picture of what the people around you are expecting you to do, is you. And just releasing the pressure to make anyone else understand or see or know. And just allowing yourself to align with your own inner wisdom, your own inner guidance. Learning to trust yourself and the way that your body is sending you signals for what's correct for you in any given moment. Whether that's guidance that you just know in an instant, or that's guidance that takes some time to settle and become clear. And just allow yourself to surrender and trust, knowing that all the answers that you seek, all of the guidance and wisdom and knowing you seek, it's already there, it's deep within you. And your first step is just to turn down the volume of all the voices and all the noise outside of you. All of that pressure and expectation and fear of judgment or criticism or not belonging. And as you peel back all of those layers, all of those limitations, all of those ceilings and walls and boxes, and really start to connect with who you were born to be, with that vision of that future highest self that's calling you forward, with that version of you that knows that who you are was intentional, it was on purpose, and you're exactly who you need to be. There's nothing to fix. There's nothing to change. The only work is to align and love and connect within, with yourself, with your wisdom, with your inner knowing, with the you were born to be, the you that is possible. Even if there has never been evidence before, even if it looks different than anything you've seen around you. And so really just let this vision that you've connected with today come forward with you. Let it inspire and motivate and encourage you to let yourself be seen for who you are. And now we'll start to bring our focus back into your body. Connect again with your breath. Noticing the sensations in your body. Feeling the surface of your body that's touching the chair or the surface you're laying on or the floor. Bringing your awareness back to your lungs, back to your breath, feeling the temperature of the air as you inhale. And how it's warmer as you exhale. Bring the awareness back to the texture of the clothes on your skin. Feeling the temperature of the air. Bringing more awareness to the sounds you hear around you. Noticing the light that you can see through your eyelids if your eyes are closed. And really let your awareness land back into your physical body, maybe finding some movement, wiggling your fingers and toes, maybe finding something that needs a little stretch. And take one last deep breath. As you exhale, letting your eyes open as you come back into the room.